Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now that we have finished studying the Amatya Karaka in different Navamsha, the 12 of them, let us do some career case studies for Amatya Karaka, because unless we do some case studies, unless we implement and study the Amatya Karaka from the perspective of charts, actual charts or virtual charts, we won't know how it is applied or what it really means, isn't it? It's like trying to understand physics without applying it in a lab. You have to test this out on charts. So as much charts as you can get your hands on, practice these principles. If you have queries, you can leave it as comments in the comment box. But please take time to understand these principles first. All the series on Amatya Karaka and in Navamsha playlist, uncover all of that first. Study the basic principles and then come to this career case studies. Right, let's get into it. What are the six principles or six aspects I have taken into consideration in career case studies of Amatya Karaka? Number one, we are going to study Amatya Karaka in D1 and D9 charts. Both, that is to say, your natal as well as your Navamsha chart, we shall study how the position of Amatya Karaka goes. Number two, we shall study the relations to the Atma Karaka in both, your soul significator, yourself, Atma Karaka. And podcasts are already covered on Atma Karaka, you might want to go through that. What is your soul relationship with your profession? Is it helping? Is there someone helping in your profession? Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka relationship in both D1 and D9 also we shall cover. Number three, the placement in houses and signs in both natal as well as Navamsha charts. That will also be covered. Because where the houses are playing in the natal and where it moves to in Navamsha is significant, isn't it? And also the sign, because the qualities of the sign carries to both Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka. Number four, types, progress, challenges and successes in career, because we are focusing in these career case studies only. So we will deal with focal point as Amadhya Karaka, and we will study Atma Karaka with respect to Amadhya Karaka. All right. Number 5, we will also try to borrow some hints from nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart, because that's the physical manifestation. Yes, I already spoke of this. You might want to go through previous ones. Natal chart is your physical manifestation of reality. Navamsha is your internal self and all things going forward in your life. Essentially, when a soul is born, the way we apply Vedic astrology is from birth till the time you're 30 years old, till the time Saturn matures in a chart. What happens is you are acting more like only the physical manifestation, because you are pretty much in the hands of others. After 30 years, really it matures, and then the aspects of Navamsha kick in. So Navamsha literally is going forward in your life, the fortunes of your life. Yeah, this is the way also it is interpreted. So we shall try to borrow some nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart also. Now, nakshatras are already covered extensively in the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology playlist. Number 6, and very important point, I needed some charts to study here as a part of this exercise. And so what I have done is I have considered case studies. This entire case studies is for Gen Z, just like I did for Nakshatra Pada. Gen Z meaning 1998 onwards, who are born from 1998 onwards. Yes, you can Google it if you want. All case studies are of Gen Z kids. Names are all virtual, really. I have just stuck in virtual names. Names don't mean anything. They are random charts of Gen Z generation, starting from the year 2000 for Amadhya Karaka. Let us begin. Before we begin the actual case studies, it is important for you to remember some rules in the Jaimini system of evaluation in astrology, which is very different to the Parashara system. Jaimini, first of all, focuses on Rashi Drishti, that means the sign aspects. Which sign is aspecting which sign? Aries is aspecting Leo, for example, like that. The sign aspects, these are not planetary aspects, which sign aspects it? So let's go through these 8 rules listed there on the screen. Number 1, Rashi Drishti. Every movable sign aspects all fixed signs except the one right next to it. Keep this rule book in your thing. You can take screenshots if you wish. Every fixed sign aspects all movable signs except the one right next to it. So, movable aspects fixed except the one next to it. Fixed aspects all movable except the one next to it. Every dual sign aspects all other dual signs only. Okay. Then there is the Graha Drishti, that is a planetary vision. The planetary vision says Jaimini primarily uses Rashi Drishti, but planets inherit the aspect of the sign they sit in. So planets sitting in movable sign will aspect all other planets which are in fixed signs except the one next to it. Apply the same principle to all the first three rules. So planets essentially sitting in movable, fixed or dual sign, because Jaimini is based only on sign astrology, not so much on planets. Planets will automatically inherit everything about the sign. This applies to all planets, including Rahu and Ketu. So as we shall see going further into the case studies, you will see that sometimes or many times in a chart, Rahu and Ketu both end up aspecting a particular planet. Because even though Rahu and Ketu are on opposite sides of every chart, but based on this kind of an analysis, based on Rashi Drishti, they both might end up aspecting a planet, and we shall see that in case studies. Some special considerations to see. Point number 6, Jaimini focuses on sign to sign influence, not degrees. Even if planets are far apart within the Rashi, they still aspect through Rashi Drishti. The same thing which I spoke of earlier. The only thing angles or degrees is considered is from Atma Karaka to Dhara Karaka. The 7 Karakas is based on angle. what is your Atmakaraka, what is your Amadhyakaraka, what is your Bhratrikaraka, and so on. That considers the angle, but the sign-to-sign influence is very dominant here. Even if one is sitting in 12th house and one is sitting in 3rd house, for example, if the signs are influencing, the planets in those signs also are influencing one another. See, all this gets very complex unless we do some case studies, isn't it? So we shall do that from now on. 7th point, unlike the Parashari system, Gemini does not use special aspects like Saturn's 3rd or 10th position or Jupiter's 5th or 9th position. Those are Parashara rules. Gemini system does not use these rules of aspecting. It only considers sign aspect and planets therefore placed in those signs. Aspects, last rule, number 8, aspects are applied heavily in Charadasha analysis. If you want to do your predictive analysis, they interpret again based on this sign and interpreting the Karaka planets, Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and so on, all the 7 Karakas of Gemini. So we shall do analysis this way going forward. Let us begin. Now let's do career case study for Lucia, who is a Gen Z girl. This is an arbitrary chart from around the year 1998 to 2002-03. Okay, so these are somewhat 20 plus years old now. So prime time for career analysis, you might say. So let's do a career case study based on Amartya Karaka of Lucia. On your screen is Gemini Karakas for her, Amartya Karaka in this case being Saturn. So what does Saturn signify in terms of Amartya Karaka? In addition to the Saturn as being slow, responsible, methodical, responsibility, structure, routine, hard work and so on, these are the typical Karaka of Saturn. When Saturn is your Amartya Karaka, your profession might be related to injustice, social injustice, holding the voice for common people, the underprivileged, because Saturn works for the underdog. Especially if it becomes Amartya Karaka, these people work for satisfaction. Satisfaction of providing a lot for the lower section of society. People who do not have their own voice, sort of standing up for the lower half of the society, so to speak. That is Saturn in its energy form. Now let's see how it is playing out and where it is playing out. Professionally speaking, because Amartya Karaka we are talking about here, it can be associated with heavy industries, mining, oil and gas, machinery, construction, real estate, engineering, agriculture, public administration, social service, like I said, long-term corporate or institutional roles. These are the general energies. But in this case study, we are going to get specific, isn't it? So in her case, Saturn is in the 6th house as Amartya Karaka in her natal chart. We are doing natal chart first. In the sign of Rohini Nakshatra, in the sign of Taurus. So it's in the sitting in the 6th house. Aspected by, as per Gemini rules says what? The fixed signs aspect moving signs except the one next to it. Next to it moving sign is Aries, so we shouldn't consider that. The other two movable signs are 4, 7 and 10. But there's nothing in Libra. In Cancer, in the 8th house there is Venus, and in the 2nd house there is Moon. Okay, so we shall consider these aspects. So let us do the natal chart analysis for Lucia first. Placement, Saturn in the 6th house in Taurus. 6th house is for daily work, signifies service, daily work, employment, competition. One of the things of 6th house is competitors. Detail-oriented labor work, health, issues relating to health. They might have profession relating to health also. And conflict resolution. Career themes might be service-oriented jobs, finance and banking, I would think more due to Taurus there, okay, rather than technical. Also, it is being aspected by Venus and Moon, so it's not Mars. If it is Mars, Rahu, Ketu aspecting this, it might get technical. But since it is aspected by Moon and Venus, this Saturn, also sitting in Rohini, would be more finance related to profession, financial, banking, that kind of a thing. Administrative functions in that, because administrative functions are more prone in Saturnian Amartya Karakas. Okay. Sixth house also shows overcoming obstacles, meaning Lucy has professional lives involving facing some hurdles, growth through that. Saturn is slow and steady, it wins the race. Strong competition and challenges, at least in the initial part of her career. Not lifelong, nothing is lifelong, as you know. The sign influence, Taurus. Taurus adds a financial and resource-driven dimension to her career. That is to say, it may be wealth management, stability, resource accumulation and persistence. Any field relating to finance, accumulation and resource management might be her career path. Especially since it's being aspected by Venus in the 8th. So I would think once again it would be wealth management or financial consultant relating to other people. The 8th house is wealth of other people. Interaction with Atma Karaka or Moon in the 2nd house. Atma Karaka in her case is Moon. Moon is Atma Karaka, emphasizes emotional security, nurturing and connection to resources. So very attached to home front, because second house is home and family. So profession, Saturn, Atma Karaka, Amartya Karaka, and the soul path, Moon, both link with resource, finance and family values, creating consistency in vocational, emotional priorities. See, Moon and Saturn now are entwined. So Atma Karaka is supporting your Amartya Karaka. That means the soul is supporting the profession. It's very important to note. Sometimes it can be in 6, 8 or 12 positions. That's where it becomes oppositional. In this case, it is supporting her. Her soul supports this direction. So a person will feel that my path is sort of clear to me. There is a clarity in this. Saturn in 6th house in Taurus directs Lucia to a service-based, finance resource-oriented, detail-driven professionals with steady growth through challenges. This is the natal chart. Now let's see how it plays out in Navamsha. Now let us examine Lucia's Navamsha chart on your screen right now. The D9 Navamsha chart. And the Amartya Karaka has got conjunct Ketu going into the 2nd house in the sign of Cancer. And Mercury and Jupiter from the 9th house in Aquarius are aspecting that. You see that? We are considering Gemini aspects just as a reminder. You can go through the intro if you want. So, Mercury and Jupiter conjunct from 9th house aspecting Saturn and Ketu together in the 2nd house in the sign of Cancer. Now, this provides a very interesting combination right here, and as well as the Atma Karaka Moon is sitting in the 4th house in the sign of Virgo. First of all, let's deal with Atma Karaka just for a minute here. Atma Karaka in Navamsha sitting in the sign of Virgo means it has to do with detailed work. Everything regarding Virgo is details, isn't it? We covered this already. Whichever planet goes here will require corrections. It's a sign of filtration. So a person must filter their emotions. They tend to get very attached to the masses. If you see the natal chart, it had also got aspects of local community, working for the local community, so to speak. Yeah, we covered that already. Coming into Navamsha, there is a soul drive to serve the local masses because Moon is in 4th house in Virgo. Taking care of the masses is somewhat dominant here. Why do I say that? Because Saturn is sitting in the sign of Cancer along with Ketu. When Saturn sits with Ketu in the sign of Cancer in your Navamsha, it becomes a very selfless worker, very detached worker. Ketu provides the detachment, a sort of saintly level of detachment if you want. The inner self of Lucia is more monk-like, okay? It's a monk. Because Saturn with Ketu makes the perfect monk. Now it is sitting in the sign of Cancer. So it is about providing services to the local masses. It is about maybe in the food industry, because it's the second house, which stands for food. Earning by providing food services to the masses even. That's one of the suggestions that can be. I will go through this list on the right side later. Just analyzing on intuition here. So Saturn in Cancer in the second house, earning through some food livelihood, restaurant business, cafes. That kind of a profession can also be told here, because Saturn is in second house and it's in the sign of Cancer and it's with Ketu. So providing some kind of food, restaurant, entrepreneurship business is good, because Moon is also sitting in the house of details, becoming a chef, for example, because Moon is in Hasta in Virgo in the fourth house, Atmakaraka is there. Now, the interesting part where this gets little deviated from what I just spoke of is Mercury and Jupiter from the ninth house in Aquarius, aspecting like Saturn and Ketu. Ninth house, if you know, just to recap, it is about higher learning. It's about educational fields, banking, finance, legal, judicial institutions, that kind of a thing. That is aspecting Saturn and Ketu in the second house. So the Mercurian and Jupiter energy, which in her case Karakas are Gnati Karaka and Bhratri Karaka, so she might meet teachers who are more like elder brother figures to her in her work, because it is aspecting Amatya Karaka. Also, she might do daily work relating to teaching, because Gnati Karaka is also your daily routines, daily teaching, Mercury, communicator, in the banking institutions, in educational institutions. This could be another thing. She could also be serving as a teacher, as a professor in institutions. More likely, because if you revisit the natal chart, she's got Mercury in the 10th house in Virgo, exalted Mercury, using communication as a profession. Also, she's got Sun in the 9th house, exalted because it's in its own sign of Leo in the 9th house in the natal chart. So combine the natal and Navamsha always to get the proper reading of this. Although in the first half of this part of Navamsha, I told you it can be related to food business. Well, it can also be relating to teaching professions. Now let's go through this list. Saturn in Cancer, second house conjunct Ketu. Second house, speech, family, finance, food, etc. Especially Cancer, second house, food. Career connections to wealth management, accounting, finance. Now this is on paper, yes? But you have to use your intuition here. That's the whole purpose of astrology, to get your intuition going first. The sign influence adds careers related to nurturing roles, related to food, related to speech, service to the masses. Okay? It can even be in public health care, public service, etc. Ketu adds detachment. She can even have a job loss. Ketu and Saturn conjunct in Navamsha could result in frequent job losses in career. Whenever this dasha kicks in, it'll result in loss of that particular job. Saturn and Ketu in my chart readings, typically in Navamsha, typically gives a person very frequent job losses till they find out what their soul path is. Ketu is a karaka of the soul. You came here to do something, folks. And in Lucia's case, it is guiding her. You came to serve the masses. Your Atma Karaka is in the fourth house. And Moon, the dispositor of your Atma Karaka, is sitting in fourth house. And Saturn, your Amatya Karaka, is sitting in the second house in Cancer. That itself should give you a direction of what she should be following. But it also adds a dimension with natal chart about Mercury and Jupiter. So she could also be teaching in local masses as a professor. Profession may involve hidden specialized fields, including auditing, investigation, research, reform, or non-profit service even, because Ketu is sitting with Amatya Karaka. This is a standard one. Sudden shifts in career, yes, definitely. Saturn with Ketu, you can expect definitely frequent job losses. You'll be like kicked out of the job and you'll be thinking, why I was doing so well. That's Saturn with Ketu in Navamsha. The soul orientation with moon in 4th house in Varguna Vamsha is towards service, health, education. There, education figured in, public connection. So she might also end up in public institutions as educational head, as professor. Why do I say head? Because sun is in Leo in the 9th house in her natal chart, very dominant. So she might get fame and she might be working for the government educational institutions later on in life. Remember, I told you that natal is physical manifestation. Always remember that. Natal is how it manifests in your physical reality. Lucia might be very famous in her field, in educational fields later on in life. Everything in Navamsha also is supporting that, as you can see. The ninth house is very prominent, more than anything else, isn't it? Let's put all these things together now. Now let's conclude for Lucia. As you can see on the screen, I have put both natal and Navamsha charts. Natal is above, Navamsha is below. Now let's see the challenges she can face, typically going forward. Saturn, 6th house, constant competition, need to overcome workplace conflicts. Saturn in 6th house. Saturn's nature, delays, slow progress, feelings of being burdened by responsibility. That might happen earlier on in life. Ketu conjunction in Navamsha, there, Navamsha below, go to the chart below. It's in Cancer, just like I spoke. Disconnection from jobs, getting thrown out of jobs for no apparent fault of theirs. Unpredictability, detachment, loss of job. Suddenly. Ketu is the planet of suddenness. So is Rahu. Taurus and Cancer influence. Because it is going from Taurus in natal to Cancer in Navamsha. So that influence. What does it say to Lucia? It says balancing material stability with emotional service is needed. Risk of over-attachment to resources versus detachment. That's the signification. Success for her comes slow and steady progress. Saturn as a Madhya Karaka ensures durable, stable achievements through persistence. Also, she might have to change her direction to a soul path later on in life because Saturn keeps throwing her out of job with Ketu here. Sixth house placement builds resilience, diligence, the capacity to fight your obstruction points, your enemies, your opponents, your competition. Capacity to handle conflict with Saturn in 6th increases with time. It's a Upacha house, so anything placed in 6th house will get better with time. Understand this. Strong 2nd house in Navamsha emphasis indicates ultimate gains in finance, wealth and family recognition. How? I would say more by teaching line. Okay. Mercury and Jupiter, as you can see in Navamsha chart below, in Aquarius. Maybe even teaching in technical line. Aquarius is a sign of technology. Everything electronic. All the AI business. Okay. That's 11th sign of Aquarius. She might be teaching about electronics later on. Saturn plus Ketu does give a technical line of approach. Strong 2nd house Navamsha indicates ultimate gains in finance, wealth and family. And recognition also, because Saturn is in the sign of Leo itself in the 9th house in the natal chart. Atma Karaka Moon in angular relation to Amartya Karaka Saturn shows harmony between soul, purpose, career, although tempered by karmic challenges like Ketu. So what are the likely professions? The box below. Finance, banking, wealth management, auditing. Yes, because it is taking Saturn as Taurus. Administration, bureaucracy, policy implementation. Saturn again in Taurus. Healthcare service, technical fields. Yes, teaching in technical fields is definitely a highlight because of Mercury Jupiter there, as well as Sun in the 9th house in Leo in natal. Real estate, agriculture, not so much. I don't think so. Although it can do something with restaurant business also, because Saturn and Ketu are in Cancer in Navamsha. Later on in life, she can start her own restaurant, for example. That could be other alternatives. In this day and age, when artificial intelligence is taking jobs, we need to think about what best a person could do as alternative paths also, isn't it? And you can't do some random stuff. That's why I'm bringing you all these case studies. You need to select with caution. some things will work, some things won't. Some things you just have to do and let it go. You might not become an Elon Musk in the process, but at least you will have done something which is inherent to you and your soul path. That's the whole idea of this. I'll conclude Lucia's career path with this. I invite you to leave your comments if you find anything else also which can add to this. Take care. Have a good day.